Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. What's up, everybody? Grant Weiss here. Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast. I am really excited today to be interviewing the one and only Mr. Bob Tompkins with The Real Brokerage out of South Carolina, which is the market he mainly works in. And excited to pick his brain. This dude is creating some incredible video content and gaining some big exposure that way. So, dude, I'm so thankful you decided to stop by. I appreciate you being on the show.
Grant, dude, I appreciate you having me on. I'm a big fan of yours, so this is a big honor for me. So I appreciate it.
That's awesome, dude. Well, tell us about yourself, man. Who are you and how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, so I'm a 28-year-old real estate agent in South Carolina. Both my parents are realtors, so I grew up in the industry. My mom's been licensed for right at 20 years. So my entire childhood from, that's what I was in. I was in real estate around it all the time. Out of high school, I went to college, bartended for a bit, and tried to avoid getting into the industry because I felt like I didn't really want to follow my parents' footsteps.
Yep.
But jumped into the same business. Have found some really good success over the last 5 years. I'm in my fifth year of real estate, and last year did right at 10 million, about 40 transactions, without having to do any sort of cold calling prospecting, just having natural organic clientele come to me through video marketing. So it's a lot of fun.
That's got to feel good, right? Not having to go out there and do it the old school way.
Yeah. Not having to chase clients is the way I prefer to do this business.
And I think that's how every single person in real estate prefers to do it. It's just not how most of them end up doing it. So talk about that. Why does your content allow you to more so just attract people as opposed to go out there and chase business?
I think the way I do it is relatively unique. There's only a few other people in real estate that do what I do, which is trying to attract, especially through entertaining. There's different ways you can try to appeal to people. You know, a lot of people have YouTube series that they go through and they break down their communities. They're very informative. I kind of take the entertaining approach, saying that, hey, if you're going to work with me, based on my video content, you can pretty much guarantee it's going to be a good time. So by taking that entertainer's approach, it almost builds a cult following within my community and amongst real estate agents, where they follow me because they find this stuff funny or fun to watch. Yeah. And it really brings me a good type of clientele because they want to work with me based on what they've seen in videos.
Now, for people to give everybody a little context, the reason I wanted to interview you, because you create content in a very entertaining way, for sure. And I never say this right, but they're parody videos or however you pronounce that. But your content 100% is very entertaining. What got you into wanting to do video that way? Because I think that a lot of people would look at that and be like, that's really funny, but I could never do that. What pulled you into wanting to be more on the entertaining side?
Well, when it comes to the music video parodies, what's so fun for me with that is growing up, I always feel kind of like a flake when I say this, but I used to write poetry in middle school and high school. So rhyme sequences and stuff like that was always fun for me. However, I never wanted to do anything musically because in my family, I was probably, other than my dad, the least talented, vocally. So I never wanted to do it. But I did have this passion for writing lyrics. And I used to always just all my entire life, I'd hear songs on the radio and I'd make up my own words to them. So when Old Town Road came out in 2019,
I remember the video.
I had these lyrics in my head and I was like, look, I think I just want to try it, rewriting this for real estate, see how it goes. It just made sense because Old Town Road, all the houses we sell are on roads. So, I was like, I'm going to build this thing out, and had no idea that it was going to do what it did and kind of kickstart me doing all these other parodies. But I did it and I found a ton of enjoyment in it. And then I saw the amount of response to it and saw, hey, I could actually probably build something out from this that ends up bringing me business. So you know, I kind of just fell into it because it was something I thought I would enjoy doing. And it turns out that people were very receptive of it.
Mm. What was a lot of the feedback that you would get from creating content like that?
So I didn't expect it to be as positive as it was. I think part of the reason I had such a positive response, because I'd say 99-1 positive to negative. But I think it's because I really put in the work to make sure that they were produced well. Mm-hmm. And that the lyrics were good. And I mean, we had the audio professionally recorded. You know, by doing all that, you mm-hmm. eliminated anything where people could say, oh, well, the audio's trash. You know, the video's not very good. You know, by putting in the time and the money to make sure that the production level was up here, mm-hmm. really made it to where people couldn't say anything bad about it unless, like, I just completely screwed up the video. You know, like, if I screwed up the lyrics, or, you know, I did something that was inappropriate, like very inappropriate, then, mm-hmm. you know, I could have gotten some negative feedback, but I've been able to avoid that, I think largely due in part to the production level.
Now, some people listening to this might hear it and be like, okay, well, that's cool, but like, how does this actually help me grow my real estate business? Why would I do this if, you know, I don't want to go out and make a fool of myself or any, you know, there's a lot of those types of fears. But I think the question that a lot of people have talking about creating you know, kind of valuetainment, right, is like, how does this actually help me sell more property? So what was the effect from that standpoint for you?
Yeah. So I think if you just did like music, if I just did music videos all by themselves and that was the only marketing I did, I don't think it would bring much value mm-hmm. to the customer. I don't think people would want to hire me purely based off of that. So the fact that I do listing videos for the houses, and we try and keep those, you know, light and entertaining. The fact that I create other real estate content and then also just other fun content in general, people see it and they know that if they hire me to be their agent, that they're going to get high level video marketing for like their property that they're trying to sell. Or that they're going to have something fun to look back on and see if they were on the buying side, that this is the agent that I worked with. And I think that having that much value added to it, people know that, hey, the music videos are cool, but it indicates that he can market in more than one way to help me sell my house.
No, I love it. Yeah, it's really good. It's not always just about like creating entertaining stuff and not always just about the information, but it's really just kind of this hybrid where you're mixing like everything you really love into your content. And that in and of itself is helping you get attention, and then people, you know, still look at you as an authority on a certain topic. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think that that's, I mean, like I've got my podcast with Brad McCallum. And So when you've got that stuff and you mix it in with the entertaining stuff, so you've got informative content, you've got entertaining content, and then you've got marketing content as far as, you know, listing videos, selling property. When you put it all together, people see you as an expert. They see you as fun to work with. And then they know that you can help them sell their house for as much money as possible. And it all works together to bring, if you just did one, like if I just did the music videos, I'd probably get some business. Like I'd get some referral business from agents that think I'm cool and want to send their clients my way.
Right.
But I'd get way less business if that's all I did.
I see. What goes into creating a successful piece of content for you? Like, do you have a specific process?
Yeah. So, I mean, the music videos in particular, because I mean, it's what I get the most views on. The process of that, people think they can sit down, rewrite lyrics to a song in an hour, get everything done in a matter of a couple days, and it be successful. And for me, I always tell people I spend somewhere between 40 to 80 hours per song. So I'll sit down probably for 20 to 30 hours total, just working on the lyrics to make sure that it flows well, to make sure that I'm actually communicating a message within the songs that is, you know, beneficial to the client. Like I had my last song that I did, it was called House Shopping. And I went through this spiel in it where I'm like, you know, it's not just about your selection. It's about getting you added protection, you know, making sure you have help with inspections. Like I went through that entire sequence, making sure that people understood that hiring an agent wasn't just about just finding the right house. Like mm-hmm. there were other steps involved with that. So when you communicate that message, it helps, you know, drive that home, helps, you know, set yourself aside as an expert. But it takes time writing those lyrics to get things right. So any sort of content that you're producing, whether it's a music video or not, you've got to make sure that you're, you know, communicating what the message is that you want the person hearing that to get. So, you know, putting together that takes time. So I'd spend 20, 30 hours on lyrics. And then you've got to spend time in the recording studio, making sure that the audio sounds good. That takes, you know, 3 or 4 hours when we go in to do that. Then shooting the videos, another, you know, 5, 6 hours. So it's just a matter of taking all that time, making sure that you're actually putting an ample amount of effort into it. I think too many people try and just produce content quickly because I think largely in part to the fact that they don't know what they're doing. So they're like, oh, I just want to throw this together and then hope it works. Or they'll try and go after something and they just want to go viral. So they'll try and do something funny. But the amount of content that we have out there in the world right now, going viral is very difficult. So it's, you know, that should never be the goal. If the goal is to go viral, you're going to have a very hard time achieving that.
Right. Now, what I imagine people listening to this are thinking is like, that is a ton of time invested into content. Quick question is, you know, do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy that process?
Yeah, I think you have to.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, you got to enjoy the process a little bit to spend that much time. Because some people, like you were saying, is like people just create stuff and throw it out there. It's almost like it's like, okay, to-do list item checked. I created a video. And like, it's there's not much more thought than, oh, okay, I did my video today. Right. As opposed to like going all in and creating something that's really quality.
Right. And I think it's, I mean, it's a mindset. So for me, like, I love real estate, but marketing is what kind of drives me in the business. It's what I enjoy the most about the business. But when you look at mega corporations, marketing is a huge department of what they do. Like Coca-Cola, marketing might be the most important thing they would say that they do. Mm-hmm. And for us, we always refer to ourselves as little mini business owners, but nobody in this business seems to prioritize marketing. And when you compare it to the big companies, they all prioritize marketing. Marketing is at the top of what they do. So for me, that's where coming into this, I'm like, if I want to be a successful business, I have to market myself well. So if I spend, you know, I mean, I spend, you know, 6 months, typically it's 6 months between music videos. Mm-hmm. But I start working on the next one right after I finish the previous one. So you've got 6 months and I'm putting, you know, I said 40 to 80 hours in there. So it's 1 week's of 1 week total, 2 weeks total worth of work over a 6 month span. Like, it's not like I just sit down and buckle down for a week and knock it out. Like, it's a, you know, it takes time. It's a process. And it, you know, it's devoting a couple hours a week to make sure I'm working on this piece of content, making sure I'm getting it ready. And that's how, you know, that's how the big companies work. When they release their Super Bowl ads, they've spent an entire year working on that one ad. So if you focus your big pieces of marketing that way and you build them out, I mean, I think that it gets a really good return because people appreciate quality in marketing. And it's the sort of thing where you get, you know, your person to person sort of referrals, like people are just going to share that content to where I don't have to go out and just try and spend a ton of money pushing that content out. The people that follow me are going to share that to where I can spend way less money on the advertisement.
That was my next question is, do you put a little bit of money behind, you know, these entertaining videos and your other content? I was going to ask if you rely solely on organic reach or are you promoting these things a little bit too?
So, I mean, it depends. Like certain videos I didn't have to at all. Like the Old Town Realtor one, I didn't have to at all. That thing popped off to over 1 million views purely organically. So like, you know, which is fun. But again, like I said, that's viral content and viral content, you should never plan on that. Mm-hmm. So when I create these pieces of content, normally I let the first week show me what the organic reach is going to look like. And if it's good enough, then I don't have to put any money behind it. Like I put my Bob Never Broke My Heart song out and like Inman wrote an article about it. You know, it popped off. I didn't have to put any sort of work in to pushing that one out. My Nice Ass Kitchen video and my house shopping video, like there's been some money put behind those because they just didn't explode the same way that the other two did early on. So, you know, that's kind of a, I look at those and say, let's see how they do originally. And if they do really good, then I don't have to put money behind them. You know, if I reach 150,000 people, I don't really have to do too much after that. But if I'm only reaching, you know, 20, 30,000, I've put so much time and so much effort into this, it's going to be worth putting the money behind it.
No, I love it. That's a good, that's a great strategy. What would be your advice to somebody listening to this today on, you know, creating video content for their real estate business? If you were, if you had an agent sitting here, which is, it's what's happening, right? Agents are listening to this. What would you say to those people? Like, how do I get started? You know, how to create good content? What advice would you give them?
I think first and foremost, when you're putting yourself in front of a camera, like you've got to start off somewhere that you're super comfortable. Mm-hmm. So if you go back and you look at my content, for the past 2 years, I do a weekly beer review series. Like me and a beer shop owner in town sit down and we review a beer once a week. That's largely in part because I enjoy drinking beer and it helps me stay in front of the camera, be comfortable in front of the camera. So if you're going to do bigger pieces of content, if you're uncomfortable in front of the camera, that comes across. So obviously the only way that you get better at anything in life is repetition. So putting yourself in a position to be in front of a camera constantly doing something you enjoy is going to make you way more comfortable. Plus, people are going to like that content because they know that you're passionate about it. Like those beer reviews, I mean, they shouldn't do this, but they get, you know, 400 or 500 views per video because people enjoy watching me be passionate about something. So, you know, that it's a, it's funny to me that that's actually brought me real estate business is a weekly vlog on beer. I've been doing it for 2 years. I've probably made about $40,000 worth of commissions purely off of stuff I've gotten from that series. So, you know, if you create something that you're passionate about, people know you're an agent. It keeps you in front of them. And then that's just going to get you opened up to doing other pieces of content, the more comfortable you get in front of the camera. And plus they always say that creating breeds more creativity. So as you create content and you're in front of the camera, you're going to come up with more ideas of what you can do. And because you're in front of the camera, you're going to be more comfortable to sit down and actually create as opposed to just having this idea and never acting on it.
But Bob, I'm an agent. I'm just some dude in, you know, this market. Why would anybody care what I'm passionate about?
Well, dude, I mean, if you look back at where I was 2 years ago, nobody cared. Like I thought the same thing. I was like, man, I put up a Facebook status and like 12 people like it, you know, like, you know, I was like, nobody cares what I think. But I think it's a Gary V mentality that like, as you start pushing out content, again, if you're passionate about it, people are going to watch it. I mean, we think that people don't care what you think, but dude, I sit there and scroll for 45 minutes every night on TikTok and watch people I've never seen before. And I just watch them create stuff. And, you know, it, like we as humans love absorbing and watching content. So even if it's just, you know, little guy in North Dakota, like there's still going to be stuff up there that I'm going to find fascinating because, you know, you go out there, you could film a moose for, you know, 30 seconds and be like, look at this moose. And I don't have moose where I live. Or meese, or whatever the word is for.
I think plural. It's still moose, but yeah.
Yes, maybe it's still moose. So like, I don't, you know, I don't have moose here. So like, if you put a video up of a moose, I'm gonna watch that. So, you know, you can create content out of almost anything and people are going to consume it.
And I think that's where the attraction comes from, where people get attracted to you. People fight this religiously, but if you went and bought 1,000 marketing books all over the world, every one of those books would start the same way by saying, know who you're marketing to, like know who it is that you're trying to communicate your message to. And when you go create content you're really passionate about, there's people in your market that happen to, you know, need to buy or sell a property that like beer. So like these things correlate in a big way, because when you look at the industry as a whole, it's not a transaction-based industry. It's a relationship-based industry. And it's not the speed to lead that counts. It's the speed to relationship. Like if you can actually create content, it will allow you to build relationships with people. It's probably why that has done so well for you, because it is allowing you to attract people that are have like interests, that people that love beer and people that, you know, need to also sell property. Like we got to find these connection points, because sales 101 teaches us no matter what, the first thing you have to do is build rapport, which means you have to create a relationship. And so when you're sitting there thinking about, well, I don't think that anybody will find this interesting. Like, hey, no, only like one person may find it interesting, but you're truthfully only after one. You're only really after one person that's looking to buy or sell a home, well, at a time at least.
And well, what's crazy about it is, you know, every book says know your market, know who you're marketing to. My opinion on it is market to yourself, because there's market to what you know you would consume and that you would enjoy, because there's communities of people around you that enjoy the same thing. It's just echoing what you were just saying.
Yeah.
Like my wife, for example, when I met her, like she's huge into anime. I have nothing. I don't care about anime. I watched like Dragon Ball Z growing up, but it's not, you know, anime is not something I care about. But she gets in these conversations with people all the time, like when we're up at the bowling alley or we're out to eat or whatever, talking about anime. And I didn't realize so many people actually loved that stuff. You could create like a little like 5-minute show a week talking about your favorite anime characters, and you develop this like following within your community of people that also enjoy that. And if you're putting in there that you're a real estate agent, you become their real estate agent because you connect with them on something that they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. People, I go out to show houses and people will talk to me while we're looking at a house for 20 minutes about what my favorite stouts are. And they won't even talk about real estate. But we found a point of passion that we connect on. So that's why they hired me. They didn't hire me for any other reason. And I think there's probably a disconnect there because everybody thinks they have to talk about houses all the time. And you don't. You opposite. Just need to create content that attracts people to you. Mm.
Man, this has been a great interview. I really appreciate you spending some time. This is really insightful and there's quite a few takeaways. So I really appreciate you spending some time with me today and going over some of this. I love your videos. I love everything that you guys are doing. That the content you put out is great. If somebody wanted to follow you, connect you with you, whatever, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, man. I mean, if you go to Instagram and you go to Bob Tompkins Realtor, that's where you're going to find me. If people want to connect with me, chat with me, my DMs are always open there. So that's the easiest way to get in touch with me.
Love it. Slide into Bob's DMs, go check out his priority content. He's really done an incredible job of getting out there and marketing himself and having fun in the process. So thanks again, Bob. I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, Grant, thanks for having me on, man. It's a pleasure.
Love it. Love it. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Make sure you take a screenshot and share with us on Instagram that you are listening to the podcast right now. Tag me. I'd love to know what your favorite part of this episode was. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks and have an amazing day.